Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Smiles on.
Smiles on.
Hello and welcome to Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage.
Wait, sorry. I went into song.
It's fine. As you do. That's okay. Okay. All right. Hello.
She got a smile. I did it again. That time I'm nervous. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. That's truly it.
You are just something else today.
That's truly it.
Welcome to Talking Loud with Chris Savage. I'm your host, Chris Savage. I'm joined by our podcast producer extraordinaire, Sylvie Lubow. Hey, how are you? What's going on, Sylvie?
I'm okay. I've had better days. I'm having a lot of computer issues. It might be time for a new Mac for me.
I think it sure is. It's that season.
Tis
the season for new Macs. So it's sorry to all you Android lovers out there, I guess.
Yeah.
But yes, we have another episode today. It's a special episode, a little bit different than normal. This is going to be a shorter episode than usual. We don't have another guest other than the two of us. We're here to entertain.
Sorry, guys.
We're here
to
educate. Just us. And that is because we are gearing up to go to HubSpot's Inbound conference next week. And there's a lot going on. So when this episode is dropping, we'll be at Boston's Convention Center. And we're going to be recording an episode live there of Talking Too Loud with Brendan.
Yep.
The very old Brendan. And, you know, we hear a lot of feedback that people love when Brendan's on the show. So we're excited to do that.
The camera loves him.
And yeah, we're going to be talking about transitioning from being a point solution to a platform. So we've talked a little bit about that here on the show. But we'll be getting into more depth in that episode and we'll release that later. So
that one's going to be juicy because I'm interviewing you guys.
I know. I'm excited about that. That's very cool.
I put it on my personal Instagram. That's how excited I am.
You know, I see your personal Instagram. It's like quiet action. And when the action happens, you mean it. You care.
I mean it. It's sincere.
That's amazing.
I'm very excited.
It's going to be fun. And then we're doing a bunch of TTL shorts again, which should be also a delight.
Love the shorts.
Yes.
We have some great conference speakers and attendees who are going to talk.
Oh, I thought we were going to go into the colors. We've got khaki, army green, black.
No. it's so bad, but I wasn't expecting it. So it's so good. So bad and so good.
The weirdest merch ever. We've
cargo
created
shorts for everyone.
Yeah, we've created cargo shorts. And you're going to love them. You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it. And so, yes, the TTL shorts, I'm going to be shooting those. There's a bunch of other WSJ stuff going on. Obviously, we have a booth. We have a bunch of sessions. So if you are going to Inbound and you see this, like if you woke up and you listened to this today, come say hi.
That'd
be great. It would be great to see in person. But first, Sylvie, I gotta know what's going on in your world. What are you talking too loud about?
Oh yeah, we almost missed the most important question. Holy smokes. Let's see. Oh, you know what? This is kind of dumb, but I don't care. So
okay.
This
is a safe space.
When Spotify first came out, I was saving albums, right? But like liking every song on the album. So they were all in my liked songs playlist.
Okay.
And at some point I figured out I can save albums and not like every song on the album. I can just like the ones I like.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So in my downtime over the last week, I've been combing through my liked songs playlist. And deleting.
Just getting it perfect.
Getting it right. Because
you've been organizing your digital life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an adult now, you know?
So congratulations.
But yeah, that's...
I do that type of thing sometimes. You know what I do that with? Is contacts on my phone.
Oh, God. I love a contact clean out.
Because I utterly hate if you go to... Yeah. And you go to Siri somebody and it's like... Hey Siri, call Brendan. Oh God, my stuff's going. And
he's gonna...
okay. Hey Siri, stop. Stop it. Stop.
Oh Siri, you're too good.
It really did it. But the problem is that what ends up happening is that there's lots of different people, or you don't say the name exactly right, and it's just so annoying. Not that I don't want to call these other people, but just like there's a person I'm thinking of, I want to call them, I want it to work. And so I find clearing out contacts to be a delight.
It is a delight.
Purpose.
Here's a question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use Siri. Like, I barely use her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I am in the minority?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, that's a really interesting question because I use Siri for very specific things. So, like, I use Siri to call people. Like, if I have my headphones and I'm listening to music and I think I want to call someone, I'll do it. I use Siri to take reminders a lot or set alarms.
Mm.
So if you just say, like, remind me to do this tomorrow, you can be pretty specific about the time. That is very, someone gives me a task to, I'll just speak it into my phone and it comes back. But I think the problem is that, like, Siri overpromised, kind of underdelivered. And that's actually why their big iOS update that's rolling out later this month and next month. That's why I was excited, is like, maybe it actually delivers this time.
Like, Siri's going to be the Siri you want her to be.
Because they call it Apple Intelligence, and it's going to be, like, able to work across your different apps that are integrated with it. So you could say, what meeting do I have at 4 p.m. or when's my next free time, or things that you would be able to normally ask a person is all the details of your life, and it's Siri is supposed to be able to give you an answer.
Do you still say, hey, Siri?
I think you can just say, Siri. They're all going. Thanks so
much. She said, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My dad, who, like...
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay.
You are not a guest on this podcast.
Anyone who's listening to this on speakers, I'm sorry for what just,
like,
happened.
This is unhinged for anyone who's tuning in.
Yes.
But like we said, it's a special episode.
Yes.
Different kind of vibe. Just us hanging. The last thing I'll say on this is that my dad, who's, like, not particularly tech-y.
He's a Luddite. Yeah. I understand.
Sure. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He talks to Siri all the time.
Interesting.
He's always chatting away to Siri.
Oh, then he's not a Luddite. Look at him.
He's like, he doesn't Google. He just is like, Siri.
Oh, really?
He's like, yeah, if we can't remember something and I'm like, I'll Google it. He's like, bah, 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 bah. Let me talk to my BFF first.
That's amazing. I mean, it is interesting that, like, we all want different ways of interfacing with things. And also we find things that fit in our routine. At some point, your dad must have, like, asked Siri a question and liked the answer.
That's totally right.
And then that's all it took.
That's totally right. You liked it. It worked for you. No friction. And then okay. I also want to ask you what has you talking too loud, mm-hmm. but it also, the other thing that I've been thinking of, which relates, and we've talked about it on the show, is how long does it take for someone to adapt a new habit? And if they adapt it quicker,
mm-hmm.
does it stick longer? If it's like one and done, like my dad did that with Siri, the answer, now he's a convert. Is it just like, because it happened so quickly, will he just be doing that forever?
Well, it's funny you should say that because in our episode with Noah Kagan, he talked about Atomic Habits and a bunch of other things. And it caused me to go back and read Atomic Habits. And then it caused me to read a bunch of other, my favorite BizLit. So I've been on a BizLit streak over here.
I can't.
And I thought Atomic Habits was like a good read. But the gist of it is that what you want to do is find the smallest action you can take that is going to set you on the path towards creating a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is much easier to create habits around small things than big things. And then there's a bunch of stuff in the book, I'm not going to go through all of it, but on just like how to get a habit to stick. And what I found interesting about it is that, like, the author James Clear talks about this progression from trying to do a habit to eventually doing a habit consistently to, like, advancing with that habit till it becomes part of your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't, then it doesn't feel like a habit anymore. It's just who you are.
Who you are and what you do. Yeah.
And so the big point of the book is, like, what is the smallest thing you can do to build the habit? And so an example is, like, let's say you want to read every day and you're not reading, but you're pretty good about making your bed. Your goal should be to every morning when you make your bed, put a book onto the pillow.
Hmm.
And your goal is not to open the book. The goal is not to read. The goal is to get this habit of putting the book on the pillow. And eventually at some point you're going to be like, well, I mean, I'm holding the book in my hand when I'm getting to bed. Like,
that's interesting. Should I just,
you know what I mean? And it is really interesting because a lot of times I think like it is the smallest thing you can possibly do that sets you on the right direction is like the spark that starts the fire. And then like, as the fire grows, it could become this completely different thing. And it never felt that hard.
Yeah.
So it's just like, how do you anchor to things you already do? How
and
do
like
you fit
make
it into
it
something
really
in your life?
Incremental.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's so incremental that like, it almost feels silly, I think, is a good sign.
I think that's right. You're like, I have a effing book on my bed. That's nuts. Like, I'm just staring at a book on my freshly made bed.
Every day at night when you get into bed, the book is sitting there.
Yeah.
And I think it is an interesting thought exercise on like, what's the most minimal thing you could do? And I've been trying to ask me that. That's what was like helpful about the book. I thought it was like seeing it and like thinking about it. I was like, all right, are there other things I want to do? What's the tiniest version? What's the tiniest version of things?
You know, it's really funny. So usually I keep like my Myers countertop spray under the sink, right?
This is under a cleaner the sink. Countertop.
Yeah. Cleaner. It's cleaner. And about a month ago, I started leaving it on my butcher block.
Yeah.
And I'm being way more consistent about spraying down those countertops.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure
it's
you
because
are.
I see yeah. it. It's yeah. not hidden away.
Yeah. It's all wrapped together and like, cause I think I'm going to tie it now into business because bring it back, baby. Let's go. because like, I think that there's a lot of habits that we want to do, things that we know are good things to do. And sometimes they seem hard. And it might be like, I mean, an output of this would be like shipping product consistently. But how do you ship it consistently? How do you learn from it consistently? Well, it's like you talk to customers, you see if they like you, see what's there, you see what's missing. You go back and you prioritize that. And then you have like your planning. And is your planning consistently getting better? And a lot of the things we need to do is just like, okay, are we going in the right direction? And then if I were to look at this week, did I make improvements on last week at the most foundational basic things? And at some point, if you keep doing that, you get really good and you get really fast and you increase your chances of things working. And it's it's a lot of times it's like kind of counterintuitive because you want to go for the shortcut. Like,
totally.
It doesn't sound like a fun answer to be like, just do the hard work every day. Like, that doesn't sound very fun or sexy. It's like, I just did this one hack and now my company's growing like crazy. But actually, I think it is the utterly consistent things and improvement at those consistent things. And so the question is, am I working on the right things? Am I improving at the right rate? Am I asking is it a self-learning and improving system? And if it is, I got to let this thing compound. So how many iterations can I do?
Yeah. I mean, we've also talked about it from the marketing perspective too, right? Like whether you're
totally,
a creator
absolutely.
And you're just like posting content every day to get into the habit of posting content.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is like you start to ask yourself different questions. Like I've been posting for Talking Too Loud's channels now for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm like posting on YouTube, posting on Instagram, posting on TikTok, seeing what's happening. But now I'm like, how can I optimize for YouTube? Like now that I've been doing it for a while and I have the rhythm. How can I take this a step further? How can I grow that habit?
It's like you've been picking up the book every day.
Exactly. That's
now,
right.
Now you're going to start reading.
Now I'm going to read the book.
Like a chapter. And you're like, oh, actually, I like reading the chapter. This is fun. I think that is how it is.
I think that's how it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Should I ask you should I ask you what has you talking too loud? We were just talking pretty loud. We were talking pretty loud.
Yeah, yeah. I have like so many things today that I don't really know which one to pick. I am like really pumped on Lululemon pants.
Always and forever.
I cannot get over these things. Oh my God.
That's old news. You've already talked too loud about Lulu.
Yes.
Hashtag we love you.
Yeah. Shout out Lulu. I'm really pumped. We have some like really fun and I think really sick like brand stuff happening right now.
Sick.
And so sick. and
but
no,
you
we're
guys
just doing,
do. You
we
I,
really do.
Yeah.
And honestly to me it feels like there was a moment we started to figure out how to scale brand, right? It was like doing wildly creative things and like asking big, hard, creative questions of like traditional ways of doing things. And suddenly stuff worked. It was like, oh my God, like this campaign's working and people are so pumped and there's so many comments and blah, blah, blah. And then the key thing is how do you keep getting bigger and trying this? The way to scale it is like to do the same thing, kind of what we're just talking about, but improve it and do it in a bigger way, a way that still scares you, a way that's like still really fresh and exciting. And we've tried lots of different stuff, but we have a series of new campaigns that just kicked off a couple days ago. And they're so fun. And like, I can't wait for people to see them. You can see like a taste of it right now.
Yeah, can you give us a taste? Okay, there's a taste.
Yeah, if you go to wits.com, you can see a taste today. And the thing I'll say is like, this is just scratching the surface, just scratching the beginning surface of something. And I'm excited to kind of like also go on the journey of this with our community, because a lot of the genesis of this campaign actually came from feedback from customers and people who listen to the show and people who are engaging with us on LinkedIn. Is like, we tried a bunch of stuff that really seemed to resonate and now we're ramping it up.
That's awesome. That's amazing. I'm super excited. I think, you know, we should bid our viewers and listeners adieu, but leave them with the taste perhaps at the end of this episode. Maybe we show them.
Oh, you want to show them?
Yeah, let's show them.
All right, let's do it right here. Shoot it, cut it, snip it, add it, edit, save it, play it back, and then post it, brand it, own it, link it, launch it, share it out. You could do everything, everything that you want to. You can do it right here. Stream it, switch it, chat it, pull it, crush it, sync it, seal the deal, and then test it, count it, chart it, win it, swap it, click it, tell your boss, write it, beat it, fix it, find it, add it, sort it, dance it out, and then move it, groove it, split it, clip it, bump it, tweet it, fade to black. You can do everything, everything that you want to. You can do it right here. You can do everything, everything that you need to. You can do it.